The final three of the Big Brother 27 game is now set in stone with Morgan, Ashley, and Vince all making it to finale night. Now, is it all written in the stars? Is it all set in stone that Morgan is without a doubt your winner of Big Brother 27? Yeah, probably. But nonetheless, we are still going to talk about some scenarios. We're still going to talk about what all unfolded this week with a weird schedule of fast elimination and kind of go over some finale night scenarios. So without further ado, let's start things off with where this week pretty much started, and that's with Keanu getting eliminated from the house. Keanu has nobody else to blame but himself, right? He took his eye off the prize in this competition, and while being distracted, he lost the competition. And it's a damn shame, because if Keanu wins this competition, this HOH, production really wanted this man to win the game, I think, because these endgame comps were pretty much made for him. He's got to feel pretty dumb for getting lazy with this HOH competition, the one that Rachel told him was the most important to win, because he probably could have won out. If he wins out, he probably takes Morgan out. And Keanu is probably your winner of Big Brother 27. But just like his whole arc all season long, Keanu screws Keanu. Keanu messes things up, even though he had things pretty much handed to him on a silver platter. Keanu, though, was a fun character. I mean, he did have a fun dynamic with the likes of Rachel. He was an interesting science experiment almost, right? He was a guy who was supposed to be a first boot, but ended up making it all the way to the final five. His reads were bad, but he ended up surviving. He even survived a vote, Keanu did, against the other person who was a part of this science experiment by Big Brother to see what happens when a night one and a night two boot, or I should say week one, week two boot, survive this long with Kelly. And it was interesting, and it was fun. You talk about like DVD covers with seasons of Survivor and even seasons of Big Brother. Keanu definitely makes the cover here, but this isn't going to be the last that we see of Keanu. I almost guarantee you that this man will be on the challenge. So keep an eye out for Keanu on the challenge. That's probably where he's going to shine. Obviously, Keanu leaves the house not feeling too good about Vince. I think he ends up feeling a little bit better about Ashley than how he did in the house. I think during his exit press, he called her smart and talked about how she hid her intellect. And I think Rachel is somebody who's in the jury house pitching especially hard for Ashley. But again, if Morgan gets to the end, it might not even matter. Thursday's episode, it started off with Julie interviewing Keanu. Keanu didn't really add anything to him, but the only thing that I took away from it is that this all felt like it shafted Ashley, because her goodbye message wasn't that great. I don't know if she had more words to say, or of her saying, I have actually played a pretty good social game, and then they just cut her off and then have Vince and Morgan explain the judges' alliance, but Ashley did not. Keanu's little interview before yesterday's episode just kind of made me feel bad for Ashley. I just felt like she kind of got shafted. Then on Thursday, we lost Ava after a long rigmarole of will they, won't they vote each other out with Vince and Morgan. But the answer was always no. They will not vote each other out. These two are the soap opera in the house that just keeps on giving annoying. So Ava does get voted out. Ashley was doing a really good job of trying to get into Morgan's ear and basically tell her, you know, if you take Vince to the end, it's a 50-50 shot. If you take me, that's a guaranteed win. And you know, I heard Taryn from Rob Has a Podcast kind of compare the way that Ashley is playing this and the way that Ashley is trying to convince Morgan similar to a Dr. Will, but it is actually pretty similar. I didn't think it was going to work here in the final four, but it is something that could work in the final three. You know, I was hot and cold on Ava this season. At times, she was actually my number one player in my player rankings. She did have a pretty solid social game, and at times, I think she was playing a better game than she realized. Than anybody in the house realized. I mean, she had some sway. She was a swing vote at times. She convinced people to do what she wanted sometimes. But other times, you know, I think that she was aloof, not only about what was going on, but about her own game. She had a lot of cringe as well. I mean, the house meeting was awful. And telling Morgan, everybody, that Vince is going to take Ashley to the final two, it kind of gave the same feeling of Kelly when she walked out the door. You know, her veto meeting with the pawn under her sleeve just to stir Stir the Pot was cringy. Her yelling at Keanu earlier in the season, also cringy. The arm pull heard around the world by Rachel, super duper cringy, especially after, you know, she was on the feeds all that whole week talking about how she almost ripped her arm off, and then you see it and it's just a regular, like, come here, let me talk to you thing that you see in Big Brother all the time. She will not win America's Favorite Player, so sorry, Ava. So let's talk about the final three a little bit, and I do think that Morgan really does have this game on lock. Rachel leaving the house and Lauren's HOH was kind of the last week and the last person who could have made some waves, but she messed that one up and only got Will out of the game. In that week, Morgan did clutch a veto, and I think that that's really when she turned the corner and when she could really start to say that she started to take over and win the game. Even though there was a judge's casualty there, Morgan still won the veto, and then after that just really went on in a really insane comp streak and started to tip the game in hers and Vince's favor. And it's funny because you look at the judges' alliance, and it's something that now Vince and Ashley and Morgan have all revealed. And, you know, it's an alliance that I always thought was a little bit of a faux alliance. I never thought it was real. I always thought that given the chance, if Morgan gave Vince the okay, he would have turned on the Rachel Will Ashley side of things. And if Rachel Will and Ashley saw the benefit, that they were going to cut Vince whenever they saw fit. The only problem was how real and how locked into this Morgan was. Morgan saw this as the first real alliance of the season, the first alliance that she really trusted in, the first alliance that she really was brought into here late in the game. And although the members that were in it, I think, all had their guns pointed at each other, Morgan was the glue that held them together. And with the comp outcomes, with Morgan telling Vince, like, don't take Rachel out, don't take Ashley out, don't do this, this is the judges till the end, and it will be that way because I told you to. Her really exercising that strength and that stranglehold that she has over Vince to keep this alliance strong and to continue to win competitions in order for everybody else in that alliance to kind of fall in line and be like, yes, ma'am, this alliance is real, and I will be loyal to you until I win a competition or finally beat you in something so I could take you out, because I never really wanted to work with you in the first place. They never got that opportunity to do that. The judges, who, again, I never really thought had legs, really only benefited Morgan's game. I think when it first formed, it was there to benefit Rachel's game, and they just wanted to keep Rachel safe. Then, like, a Vince HOH happened, and Morgan was really defending Rachel, and was like, you cannot put her on the block, Catherine goes home. And then that whole big White Locust twist happened, and that's really when I thought everything was going to be disconnected, but it didn't. They all kind of stood strong and stood together, and Morgan still to that point was like, the judges. And I don't think Vince wanted to be with Ashley. Obviously, he does not like Ashley, and I don't think Ashley really wanted to work with Vince, and I think Ashley wanted to take Morgan out because Morgan could beat her. I don't think this was a real alliance, and the only reason these, like, Vince and Ashley are down with it, it's because she is the only one that this alliance has ever been real to, and she has protected it with her life. I think maybe, other than Rachel, I think maybe it was because it was with everybody that she could beat, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter if it was real or fake. It was real to Morgan, and Morgan rode that all the way to the end. I just think it's going to be cringy once we get to the end, hearing them all talk about the judges' alliance, because I don't think it was that great of an alliance, and I don't think it was real for its members outside of Morgan. I think everybody else turns their back on them, on each other, so fast. And I think it's going to be interesting to assess Morgan's game in retrospect, because I'm already looking back on it a little bit more favorably than I did a few weeks ago. Despite her still being probably considered a flawed winner, I'm already kind of ready to give Morgan the crown. I kind of view Vince and her kind of like Jackson, Mickey, and Holly, where they are a cringy couple in the house. They fight a lot, and they just kind of alternate competitions. However, in the final three here, Ashley has some win equity against Vince, and he could win. I think there is no possible way that Morgan or Vince will cut each other. Even though Ashley, who you have to give credit to, has been planting seeds all over the place to Morgan, saying, you know, if you take me to the end, it's an easy beat. If you take Vince there, you risk a 50-50 vote, which is really getting into her head, I think. I don't think it's going to be enough just based on all these real and these raw and disgusting conversations that Vince and Morgan have in the bed at night. I just don't think that she will have the cojones to cut him. And Vince definitely would not have the cojones to cut Morgan. So the only way that Ashley gets to the end here, I think, is if she wins the final HOH, and it just doesn't look good. But I do respect the game that Ashley has played. I think she has played the best and most pure game of Big Brother out of the three, and maybe out of anybody in the game. And I think the edit has hid that from the casual fans of the show, and it's a shame because she has put in an amazing amount of work to get to Morgan this week and to say, hey, you need to take me. You know, I think all that work is going to be for naught at the end of the day, but you got to respect the hustle. You got to respect the grind to become $750,000 richer from Ashley. But if she does get there, she's going to have to get there with Vince. And in order to get there with Vince, you're going to have to win the final HOH. And that's what it comes down to, is one of those two cutting each other. And I just don't see it happening. If it does happen, if Morgan does cut Vince at the final hour, I really, really do hope that they award Ashley the $750,000, because it cannot be understated how much work she has done to Morgan to get her to think this, to get her to feel this, to want to vote more, to want to vote Vince out. Because in any other given season, I mean, you'd be at the end with basically a showmance, I'll say it, a cheatmance, whatever you want to call it. A lot of people would just throw in the towel and say, well, there's no way they're going to be taking me. Ashley has worked overtime, has worked timelessly to get not only Morgan too, but she's also worked on Vince too, to be like, you're not going to beat Morgan. He goes, I know, but Vince is a different animal, where he's so soft, he's never going to do it. But the work with Morgan is, who I think is obviously a gamer and is obviously somebody who gets logistics, I think we'll take it into consideration. So yeah, I really respect how hard Ashley is playing in these final couple days of the season, but it could all just be for naught, and we could all just be looking at a real easy Morgan win. And as far as Vince's chances to win, I haven't really talked about that. I don't really see any world where Vince is your Big Brother 27 winner, so that is why I did not really talk about it. I think he loses to Morgan pretty much unanimously, and I think he loses to Ashley. I think that maybe he gets one or two votes in that scenario. Vince is drawing dead. I think Vince is already dead, and I think that he is either going to just get third place and get nothing, or he's gonna get $75,000 and he is gonna come out with no girlfriend and all of his dignity lost. Alrighty guys, what do you guys think about Big Brother 27 and its final three? Do you think that Ashley has any chance of making it to the final three? How do you think she has played the game up until this point? What do you think about Morgan? If she is the winner, you know, where do you kind of rank her amongst the winners of Big Brother? Thank you guys so much for watching. Really excited for the Big Brother 27 finale. Don't forget to check all the links down below. You can like me on Facebook at Treep Talks. Follow me on Twitter at Treep Talks, or follow me on Instagram at Trey Von Pixley. Thank you guys so much for watching, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.